We are on Daf Tzadik Hei Omed Aleph. I'd like to go over. Let us just start again. Just quickly go over the Gemara and see Taisvis. Just let's start again from the Gemara in the middle of the Omed. Omar Rav Bosa Kiven Shnisalem in Ha'ayin Osa. That if Basar was Nis'alem in Ha'ayin, so Rashi says, Shohoyo, Shohachas, Shaloi Ra'ou, Bafilu, Hayemunach al Shulchonoi, but he was not watching it, is also Shemo Nis'chalef Benevela, and as we'll see later, as the sugya progresses, we're afraid maybe an Oirev came, and took this basar, and this other basar that is now on the table is an avek. That's this memra of Rav. Meisebe. So the Gemara is, let's get back to the Gemara, Meisebe. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi said, Makoilin v'tavche Yisrael. Poshet, the cases we have butcher stores, could be there were goyish butcher stores, but that's irrelevant. V'tavche Yisrael, but the suppliers were Yiddish Shochtim. So Memele, all the stores got from Yiddish Shochtim. Bosor hanimtzo biyad oivet kechovim. Now I see a goy that has meat. Muta. So the bosor is muta because I assume he got the meat from the stores. And the stores only sell kosher meat, so mamele, it's kosher. So, and here Rav said, boso shenisalem in ayin, there was no shmira on it, it's also. So the Gemara answers, nimtze biyadoivet kechovim shani. If it was by a goy, so it's mutter. So let's see what Rashi says, nimtze biyadoivet kechovim shani. Shahoiso becheskes hamishtama. It was by the guy. Vuhu loy shachta. He didn't shecht it. He purchased it. And utreifa loy mochu loy lemoicha kam. And atreifa, we would not sell atreifa to him. So memela, so therefore we can assume that the bosar is kosher. Aval bosor hamunach shemo irvim chalfu. But Yevstamas a bosor that was laying around. So now we have here a problem. Maybe since no one was observing what happened with this bosor, maybe irvim ramachlev the bosor. So maybe it's no kasha on Rav. Toshima. Teisha chanuya is kulan meiches boso shchuta v'achas meicheres boso nevela. There are 10 stores, 9 of them sell boso shchuta v'achas meicheres boso nevela. Now, there are 2 cases. Case number 1, v'lokach ma'achas mehem, a person went into one of the 10 stores, v'eina yedeya me'eze mehem lokach. He doesn't remember which store he went into. Sveikai osa. So it's osa, even though Raiv of the stores sell bosa kosher, but he can't rely on Raiv because the stores are kavua. They're in the stores of the stores that he could have bought of. So one of the stores is osa. So we have a klal kol kavua kemechze amechze domi. So it's like a sofik hashokol. I don't know which store he went into. You don't go basar roiv, and it's a sofik hashokol. So memela the basar is also. Ubenimtze haloich acher haroiv. But if I find meat outside of the store, so the sofik is not which store did I go into. The suffix is, what is this meat? And to be mevara, what this meat is, I have 9 stodim that it's kosher meat, 1 sad that it's nevela. So you go basarayv stodim, and you can permit it to assume that it's kosher meat. So we have here, so we more understood nimtza, you found meat in the street, and it came zicha from one of the stores, so I can go basaroi. But according to Rav, Rav said basar shnis alam in ha'ayin, we have to be afraid maybe there's a different source where the meat came from. Maybe an oiriv came and took the meat that fell from the stores, or maybe someone said an oiriv went and put this meat here. It's nis alam in ha'ayin, so I don't know where this meat came from. So the Gemara says, "Ochinami benimtza biyad oivit kecham." Doesn't mean it was found in the streets. Fakert, you had a guy has the meat. So memela, and the suffix is, what this meat is? Is it kosher meat or treifa meat? So memela, since there are 9 stodim that it's kosher meat, I'm allowed to eat this meat. Let us see Rashi. Zokta Rashi, Sveikai also, the Nafkalon, Mikroi, Beperk Basra, the Yume, Perkama, the Ksubis, Kol Kevua, Kemechza, Almechza, Domi. If you have a Taruvis, and in this Taruvis, there's Kevua, Adavaha also, or the Gemara in Ksubis is speaking about you have 10 people, 9 goyim, and 1 yid. So there's a din of a kol, or the other way around, 9 yidin and 1 goy. So there's a din kol kevua kemechza al mechza domi. So I say that since there's 1 kevua, it's kevua in this taruvis, this kevua. So kemechza al mechza domi. Vize min hakavua lokach. So now this person bought from, there are 10 stores, and he bought from one of the stores that is kavua, that's kavua. So I cannot use the roiv of the kosher stores, since there's kavua. One of the stores are sell treifa meat, and it's a suffix. I went to the Mokim Akvias, and the Shaila is, which store did I go to? And there's Kavua, one store that sells Nevela, so it's a suffix Hashokl. Avo Nimtza, but what if I find the meat, deny it, that means it's not Kavua anymore. It left the Mokim Akvias. That means in the Mokim Akvis, the Zicher, 1 Treifa store and 9 Kosher stores. So the Treifa store, since it's in this Kvis, the Zicher Treifa store, so it has a din of Mechza al Mechza. But if I find the meat, it's not anymore in the Mokim Akvis, that means where I found it, there's no Vadei Treifa meat, there's no Vadei Kosher meat. There's just this meat, and the shail is, where did it come? What is this meat? Here, this is not a suffix of kavua. So, mamela, then we go basaroiv. Now, let us see Taisvis. Let us again see the Taisvis. Sveikai also. So, this is the halacha that we have. Teisha Chanoyes, 9 sell kosher meat, 1 sells Nevela. I don't know which store I went to. So there's a din of a suffix Hashokl. The Chol Kevua Kimechze al Mechze Domi. Chol Kevua Kimechze al Mechze Domi. Frek Toisvis. Voho de Kaimulon mide Reiso Chad betrei Bot. So Toisvis asks, Amore de Kekashe. If we have in a taruvis iser and heter, so we don't go basar, but the metziyistike roiv is, we say that since it's kavua iser and heter, so it's mechza al mechza. I have 1 treifa store, 9 kosher stores, but since it's kavua, the treifa store together with the kosher stores, so it's considered that it's Five treifes tos and five kosheres. So that's the halacha. That's the gzeres akosav of kavua. So Tosfos asks a meridike kashe. So we have a klal by min b'minoi. If I have three pieces of meat, and I know clearly, one of the pieces of meat is an avela. Two of the pieces are kosher. So the halacha is, it's bottle bereiv. Min ha-teira, you'll have to eat all three pieces. The treifa meat is bottle bereiv. You have two kosher, it's bottle bereiv. So Taisa says, amur dike kasha, you don't have reiv. You don't have reiv. It's not one and two. It's mechza al mechza. If there in this taruvis, I have this kavua iser and heter, so I lost the reiv. It's considered they're equal. So why is there a din bittel? That is Taisvis kasha. That means Taisvis, we have a klal kol kevua kemechza al mechza domi in hilchis biru. That means we have a suffix. Which store did I go to? Did I go to the treifer store? Did I go to the kosher stores? I have a biru of roiv, and I went to the kosher store. So does a klal know? Kol kevua kemechza al mechza domi. I lost my biru of roiv. I can't rely on the biru of roiv. It's kemechza al mechza. In B'chol HaTorah Kula, whenever we have this concept of Kol Kevua, Kemechza Mechza Domi, it is a concept that is Negeya, the Birur of Roiv. That's all the cases where we have the Birur of Roiv. I don't have a Birur of Roiv. It's Kilo, I have Mechza Mechza. Now, Tosfos took this concept and applied this to the Din Bittel Baroiv. Bittel Baroiv is another Aloch in Gansen. Bittel Baroiv is not... The din is I'm allowed to eat all three pieces. Not else the birur of roiv. The din bittel b'roiv is the halacha that iser nisapach li is heter. I have one treifa piece of meat here, which I know clearly, and I'm allowed to eat all three pieces. The hammer like to eat all three pieces, because the halacha of bittel b'roiv is that the iser is nisapach li is heter. That's the din of bittel b'roiv. So Tosfos says, I don't have a roiv. So Tosfos used the halach of kol kevua kemechza al mechza domi, which in Shas is always used in Hilchas Birur, that I can't rely on the Birur for roiv, but Tosfos says, but that's the klal. That if you have kevua, iser, and heter, it's considered mechza al mechza. So if it's mechza al mechza legabi Hilchas Birur, it's mechzal mechzal hilchus bittel. I don't have two pieces of heter and one piece of isra. It's mechzal mechzal. So that's Tosfos kasha. So now, if there's such a klal, kol kevua ke mechzal mechzal domi, so how could there be such a din that chape trei bottle? It's not, the trei loses the chshivus of roi. It's mechzal mechzal. So Tosfos answers as follows. Hainu, when is there a din bittel? Heiche shemu'urev ve'enoi niker ha'isa. When it's mixed up, you have three pieces, ve'enoi niker ha'isa, and you don't know which is also, then there's a din of bittel b'roiv. Avol hoche, Yodua ho iser bituchtei, but by the stores, you know which store sells treifa meat and which store sells kosher meat. V'yodua iser bituchtei chanus, the vovus agrais, chanus amecheres boser nevela. I know which store sells nevela. Period. That's the Yisvistaris. We're finished. So now, there are two mahalchim how to learn Pshat and Tosfos. Let us first learn one mahalach. The Beis Meir learns Pshat and Tosfos as follows. That the din of Bittel Baroiv supersedes or overweighs the din of Kavua. That means, I have here three pieces of meat, two are kosher, one is treif. So, als the halacha of bittul b'roiv, I have the vial before using any halachas, I have here two halachas, kol kibua kimechza mechza domi, and then I have a din of bittul b'roiv. Now, if I'll say the din bittul, I won't have any iser here. The din bittul takes away the din iser. So there's no kibua iser over here. So the shayla is, what do you do first? I have a din bittul. Mitzad the din bittul, I don't have issa. Everything is heta. So Tosfos is saying, that's how they run for emphasis Tosfos kasha, and that's how the Beis Meir learns pshat na Tosfos, that's what Tosfos means. That means if you can say the din of bittul, then there's no issa that's kavua. Everything is heta. You have three pieces of meat, one treif and two kosher. I have three pieces of kosher of meat. Because the din of bittul is mahapach the iser liyos heter. So you have three pieces of kosher of meat. It's asking a kasha, it's kavu iser, it's fakir. The din bittul makes it, there's no iser here. And the din bittul overrides the din kavu. That means if you can say bittul, then there's no din kavu. You'll say bittul first. So if, because there is a din of bittul, so that is why, so there is no issa. So all three are heta. Perhaps it's kedai to see the lotion of the ran. Ran is on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. It's the Dibur HaMaschel of a Nimtza. Three lines from the next Dibur HaMaschel Ba'asikna. V'im Taima. U'be'ahid et ha'arubis, he brings a Gemara, which our Taisus will bring down later. Kiven she'ena yisra yadua hecha karina le'kavua. If we don't know which is the Issa, how's it called Kavua? If you'll say that a fill of the Issa is not Nikar, Im Kain Ein Lecha Issa Sheye Bota Lo'ilo. If you'll say an Issa Sheine Nikar is called Kavua, let's just mention, I shall bring right now the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim says as follows. Let's just say over the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim says that you had behemoths that were kobonis. And then Asher HaNiskol became Nis'arev in these behemoths. So I have, let's say, 101 behemoths. 100 are Roy Lakrove. One is Oymed Lamisa. So that says you have to kill all of them. You can't be makrev any of them. So first the Gemara asks Akasha, let that one become botel b'roiv. Let the Sher HaNiskel become botel b'roiv. Yeah, b'roiv which are kabonis, are mutalakov, let it become botel b'roiv. That was the first Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, abal chai le botel, which is at the Rabon and the Kedin, there's no dim bittel. Fine. There's no dim bittel. Fine. Frag the Gemara, a second kasha. Frag the Gemara, so let's go and take one out of this taruvis, and we'll say, what is this one? There's not a bittul anymore. Fine. But let's take one out of the taruvis, and we'll say, well, this one, Mr. Mizakob, Kaschreva Kabonis. Let's take the second one also, and we'll take each one. So Moses says, no. Kol kavu kemechza mechza dami. You're taking from the kviz. If there's a kviz of Asher HaNiskel and other behemoths, so you don't have roiv. Kol kavu kemechza mechza dami. That's what Moses says. Frek teran, shem v'shamayim. I don't know which one I don't know which one is the Sher HaNisko. Va'aval pi kein, the Gemara says, kol kevua kemechza mechza domi. That's what the Gemara says. So we'll learn the Gemara tmimistik. The Gemara says a klal, that you can't say that if I have kavua isel nis'arev im heter, and it's, I know klal is isel there, so there's a klal kol kevua kemechza mechza domi. So where's there a din bittel? How do you ever have a din bittel? How is there a din bittel? From that Gemara, you see clearly, I have Issa, which is Einoinika, and the Gemara says, Kol Kevu Kemechza Mechza Domi. Finished. So I have three pieces of meat. And one is us, and two are Muta. Say, right, Kol Kevu Kemechza Mechza Domi. This is the Ran's Kashe from the Gemara in Zvor. So let's again see the Losh Navram. Ubahida Taruvis. That Gemara, Kivin Shaina Issa Yadua, I don't know which is the Issa. Heicha Karina like Kavua. The Gemara calls it Kavua. Im Kain Ein Lacha Issa Shebotal Oila. So there's no din bittel anymore. I don't know which the Issa is, and that's called Kavua. So if it's called Kavua, so you don't have a roif to be mabat. Yeshleima. So let's see the Loshan of Daran. I'm going to take a Loshan. The Bechola Yisurim Vadai. All Yisurim. Kol shemo urev ve'eino yadua. If it's urev and I don't know which is the osa, which is the davar osa, loy mikri kavua. It's not called, it's kavua yisrael. Da adarabe, berube bottle. You don't have yisrael. You have three yetter. So here the Ran says this yisrael. Da adar, it's only have, you don't have kavua yisrael with yetter. Adarabe. I have kulay heta. The other rabbi, berube bottle. We give in shum is bottle, and since it becomes bottle, he have shalo doina ki kavua, so he can't be done that this is kavua. If there's a din bittel, and the Ran says, the din bittel will supersede the din kavua. That means if I have a child, do I have issa here? Don't I have issa? If you see, you can say the din bittel, say you don't have issa. So if it's einai nika, if it's Einai Nika, so you can say Bittel. I don't know which one is the Treife one. So Fakel, so Adar Rabbe, you'll say Bittel and you don't have Kavua Issa. Avol Hosom. So Ibizay, so what's Pshat in the Gemara over there? The Gemara said, let me take one. So he says, Balechayim Ninu, V'chashivi V'loi Botli, Fakel. The Gemara first says, let's say Bittel. So the Gemara says by Balechaim, Midarabonon, you don't say Bittel. Midarabonon, you don't say Bittel. So the Kimid Eloi Botli, so Fakel, at the minute you take away the Din Bittel, so now you have Kavu Atake. So the whole Maile of Nika is, if it's Nika, there's no Din Bittel, so then you have Kavua. Let's say by the stores. By the stores, I have 10 stores. It's Nika Bim Koimai, which store sells Treifa meat, which store sells Kosher meat. So Memele, so then I have Kavuas. I don't know which store I went to, that's called Kavua, Kemechza Mechza Domi. If it is not Nika, which is the Dova Ha'oso, so then Adarabi you'll say it in Bittel. So if you say it in Bittel, so everything becomes Mutter. But the minute you lose the Din Bittel, for some reason, like the Gemara says, that Balechayim loy botli, so midarabonon there's no din bittel, there's no din bittel midarabonon, so midarabonon, so there's Issa, the Issa is midarabonon, not botl, then it's vayta kavua, then it's vayta kavua. So I'll say, so now you want to take one from the taruvis, kol kavua, kemechza, mechza domi. This is the Ran. The Ran says clearly, on this kasha, so the Ran is a klorazach. If it's shaykh to say bittel, so there's no kavua. Because everything becomes mutter and it's nishapach li yisetel. And when do you say bittel, when don't you say bittel? So if it is nikah ha'isel, so you can't say bittel, that's by the stores. By the stores it's nikah, with the store should become bottle. What do you mean? I know this store sells treife meat. So I don't know which store I went to, but the stores are nikah b'mkaimah. So you can't say bittel. So then, lemaise, there's a klal kol kibu kemechza al mechza domi. If it's einoi nikel, and that's the case of three pieces of meat, so then you could say bittul. So then if you say bittul, there's no din kabua. Unless, I mean, the rabbona, there's no din bittul. So then you have a kabua the rabbona. Then you have a kabua the rabbona. This is how the Ran made, this is the formula of the Ran that the bittul, that if you can say bittul, you don't have a ikva yisur, you don't have any yisur there. When you can't say bittul, minatayra, midarabonon, then there's a din of kavua. So the Beis Meir learned pshat, again, let us see the lotion of Tosfos, that Tosfos learned like the Ran. That's how the Beis Meir learned. So let's see again the lotion of Tosfos. Chol kavua kemechza al mechzadom. Vaho de kaimelon midereise chad betrei botel. Let's say kavua. Hainu. So the din of chad betrei botel. Hainu heichu shem ure. It's mixed up. Ve einoi nikel ha iser. And you can't see the iser. So the base message, so that's like that. So then you'll say bitl. It's not nikel ha iser. And it's mixed up. You'll say bitl. Aval hocha yadua ha'isar beduchte. Here it's yadua ha'isar. Chanus ha'mecher is basa nevela. We know that there's a store that's selling basa nevela. So it's not shaykh adin bittul. So now we have kavua. Now Tosfos is going to bring down the Gemara in Zvachim. Ubedovel choshev, if you'll have a dovel choshev, afilu meurev loy botel, afilu it's meurev and it's afilu meurev and it's ain't anik, it's also loy botel. Va'amar kol kevu kemechza mechza domi, kedama v'perek ha-tarubis. Gabi tarubis ba'le chaim d'chshivi v'loy botli. There the Gemara says loy botli. The porich, so the Gemara says good, it's not bottle. The porich v'nimshech v'nakriv chad minayu v'neimer kol the porish mirube porish. U'mishanei nimshech b'tmiye havlei kevua v'chol kevua kemechze el mechzedom. Now, if we would stop here, if Tosfos would stop here, so it's beautiful, that's right, then Tosfos is like the Ran. Tosfos said, some of the Vachoshim, Afilu Me'urev is loy botel, and then there's a problem of Kavua. I mean, if you can say bittul this. So now, that would be gewaldic. But now Tosfos adds, something which creates problems. Ve'ikaratam, ene mishum Kavua, the Ikaratam is not because of Kavua. Elamishum de balichayim leibotli, because balichayim leibotli, kmeidovo shedarkei limonis. That's the ikertam. So here the Beis Meir brings down this Tosfos. He says, doesn't understand what Tosfos is saying. The Gemara is the second kasha. First Gemara says kasha, let it become bottle. Gemara says balichayim leibotli. Then the Gemara says, fine, it's leibotli, but let him take it. Let him take one, and this is from the right. So Moses says, kol kevua kemechza mechzadomi. So he said, no. The tam isn't als kevua. So he says, if the tam isn't als kevua, so why can you say kol the porish meruba porish? What is pshat and Tosfos? Tosfos is very difficult to understand. So the Beis Meir gets stuck without Tosfos. So he says, you have to add a grain of salt to Tosfos. It's like missing a word. So the Beis Meir says as follows. Let me just say over the lotion of the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says like this. Lotion zeh lav davke. Not the ikatan ene mishum kavua, el mishum de balachayim leibotli. That doesn't make sense. Means like this. El de iker hatam ene mishum kavua lechut. Not because of kavua. The Gemara said, it's kavua. The lulei de balchai leibotle lavamokim lehoyamokim lekavua midabotle lechadim reiram. That means Tosfos means he can't say something like it's kavua. what do you mean kavua? Since it's ainay nika, let it become bottle. That means you can't say kavua alone is a reason mitzadatzmai. Ela mishum deloy bottle. That means this is dependent on what the Gemara said before. The Gemara said before, first of all, it's the kasha bitl. So the Gemara says, Abal Chai isn't bottle me the rabbon. Ela mishum de loy bottle, since it's loy bottle, umikimin de loy bottle me the rabbonon, vikavuahu, udachoshin kavua de rabbonon. Mashenke chanui is the noy de venikia. Mitzad zeini bottle up me the reise, kilei efshel is bottle ma de noy de venikim, a male idea is a kavua de reise. So he says, Taisvus means to say, you have to add a word to Taisvus. That means you can't say stamazoi, I can't take from one of this taruvis because it's kavua. That is not, that doesn't make sense. Because lemaisa by a taruvis ain't in nikar, there's no din of kavua. So ain't mishum kavua greide. Elo mishum. The balichayim loibotli. There's certain things that don't become bottle. So the minute is no din bittel. So now I can say kavua. But if there's a din bittel, there's no din kavua. That is, and so the base mayor says, so lemaisa is as follows. If it's not bottle minatoire, like our case, the store is in bottle minatoire, it's nicker, it sells bottle nevela. So then it's a kavua de reise. There it's not bottle me the rabbonon, so it's a kavua de rabbon. Now let us say one more pshat in Taisus, because it's going to be negaya very much the next Taisus. Rab Shimon and Shari Yosha did not want to learn like the Beis Meir, because the Lashon of Taisus is, I mean, the Lashon of Taisus is very misleading. Vikatan eine mishum kavua, ele mishum de balechaim leibotli. So, what's pshatan? So, Rav Shimon says, the be'emes eine kavua rak im hunika. The din of kavua, that there's such a concept of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami is dafke if the kavua is nikah. There's such a din. If the kavua is nikah, then it has achshivis and it's mechza al mechza. It has to be nikah. By the next thesis we'll speak. Memerdik and afkaminis. Imu nikah. Fine. So here I have a kavua she'ine nikah. So I don't have a kavua. So it loses the mile of kavus, is not in a mechz or mechz. So that's the case. Elo, the chshivish shel balechayim, kemoi de goyrem sheloy is batel, kemoi kein mashveyu ki kavua. That means there's a chshivish of balechayim. The chazal choshvu ki kavua v'nikar. The mashu dovo choshuv mashveyu ke kavua bein lehiz batel bein leinyin mispor shel aloich acharoy. So Rav Shimon says amir dekezach. That means I'm asking a kasha. I have three pieces of meat. One is treif, two are kosher. It's bottle beroy. So I'm asking a kasha. I don't have roy. Kol kavua kemech samech zavami. So the teretz on this kasha is, you don't have a kavua. You know why you don't have a kavua? Because kavua is dafke if it's nikah. Then it has a cheshivis, and then it's kemechza al mechza. The minute it's not nikah, it doesn't have a cheshivis, so there's no inyan of mechza al mechza. So a new klal, the gather of kavua is dover hanikah. A dover hanikah is a cheshivis, so therefore if it's not nikah, it's not kavua. That what Chazal tell us, balechayim loivotel, is pshat is because a balchay is a chshivis. So then, midarabon there is a din of kavua. What's the other way? The chshivis gives it a din of nikah. Kilo it's nikah.
des archives auf Nicker mit der Teure, und des archives auf Balchai mit der Rabbonne. So sind sie isser is a Balchai, so mit der Rabbonne, it doesn't become bottled, because it's Merzah al Merzah, and there's no din of Leime Kol de Porish, Merube Porish. So Rab Shimon is learning Pshat and Teusvus, Punkt verkehrt, that if you have a din kabur, there's no din bittel. But when it's eine nicker, you don't have a din kabur. If it's eine nicker, there's no din kabur. You need a chshivus of nicker in order that to make a din kabur. And, but mit der Rabbonen, a chshivus of Baal Chai, is also sufficient. So mit der Rabbonen, it's called a kabur. And we're going to see the next taisvus. We're going to see more of the kazach in the next taisvus. Let us see the next taisvus. Ubenimtza haloich achar haloich. Now, this is the din, that if we have, again, we have here 10 stores, 9 sell basa kosher, 1 sell treif, and I find now the pashtuses I found in the street, I found a piece of meat, the suffix is this meat kosher or treif, I have 9 stores and it's kosher, 1 side it's treif, so go basa roich. Vim taima, the bemokim shemachrizim veichrizu mishum treifa achas osrinen kol hamakolim shaloivdei kechovim v'lo yezlinen bosa ksheiris. It's a mistaken taisis, the rishashmek. V'lo yezlinen bosa ksheiris dahavi rube v'kosha v'chein bemokim shemachrizim loy oslinen boso roiv sheir. Now let us explain Tosfos kasha. And Tosfos is asking a kasha as follows. We had learned, the halacha is, we're speaking about a city that the shochtim, all the shochtim in the city were elecha shochtim, and the meat that was slaughtered in the city is kosher meat, no shy. All practical purposes, the stores belong to Goyish butchers. But that was no problem whatsoever, because the source where they got the meat was from the kosher Schlachtheiser, some emela, so one goes to the store, no problem. There's kosher meat in the store. That was the case. We learned 2 halachas. What is the halacha if the shochtim shechted a behemah and it was a treife? It was a treife. So, what do you do now with the treife? So, there was 2 eitzes how to solve this problem. There's a treife. So, one eitze was they were machiz. They called out, today we have meat that's good for goyim also. And the message is that there's treife meat that is also being supplied to the butcher stores. I mean, they're going to sell, what are they going to do with this behemoth? They're going to sell the treife behemoth to the butcher stores with all the other behemoths. Now, so after there was a hachoze, the treife meat was sold to the butcher store, so the Eden knew that day, no one buys from the butcher store. That's the halacha. No one buys from the butcher store. Because one of because there was a treife animal that was sold to the store. That's one din. We had a second din. Some, the other places, if there was a treife, they weren't machis, they didn't announce it. And so people knew you can never buy from the stores, because maybe there was a treif. And so they readily sold the treifas to the stores. So you knew you can never buy from the stores. You have to go direct to the shochtim. You can't buy from the stores. Okay. So we have 2 cases. We have here 2 cases that you have here. Let's say there was a treif, or maybe there was a treif. So Memele, Abamokim Shemachizim, I know there was a treifa today that was sold to one of the stores. Abamokim Shemachizim, could be there was a treifa today that was sold to one of the stores. And then the halacha is you cannot buy from any of the stores. That's the halacha. So Tosfos has a problem. That's the sugya na Gemara. So Tosfos has a problem. Why can you buy from any of the stores? I feel there was a treifer, but you have here 20 stores, that there were 20 behemoths that were geschachten. So, and there was one treifer. So why can you go to a store and be seimach and roif? That's Tosfos kasha. Or b'mokim she'ein machrisim. I don't know, maybe there was a treifer today. We don't buy from the stores. So Tosfos has a problem. Why can't you buy from the stores? The rape of the meat and all the stores are kosher. Could be there's a treifer there also, but it's right. That's Tosfos kasha. In the lochish, you can't buy from any of the stores. So Tosfos says, let's see again. We type the mokim she'machrisim. They were machis. One treifa was found today, which was sold to the stores. But you have 20 stores, 50 behemoths were sold to the stores, so they have 94 kosher behemoths to the stores. One behemoth was treif. Asrinin kol amakailim shalayv de kacham, leizrinin bosa ksheirais taverubim. The kosher. וכן במוקים שהם אחריזן לא יזלין הם בוסו רויב קשירה. ומי הוא איקה למימה דהוסם משום דמקוי למעבלו כקבוע. You can't go and buy from any of the stores because I know in one of the stores this treifa meat, because that, well, there were machis, so they sold the treifa beima to the goyish store also. So it's kavua. Kol kavua ke mechza mechza domi. Tosfos fan for the kashavit. Now, on this, what Tosfos says, the Beis Meir brings a moira de kishay. The Beis Meir brings a machloikis a poiskim by a certain case, and then he compares that case to our Tosfos. Zamuridika machloikis, a three-way machloikis. There was a case as follows. Three stores. Each one had one behemoth, and they shechted the behemoth, store Aleph, store Beis, store Gimel, three stores, they shechted the behemoth, and, fine, kosher, shechtem, gibaldik. And later, they look in the B'nai Ma'ayim from these behemoths, they find one of the B'nai Ma'ayim is treif. Which one was it? That's a problem, we don't know. So now I know there are three behemoths in three different stores. One of them is treif, two of them are kosher, three different stores. What is the halacha? Am I allowed to go to a store to buy a behemoth? Because reif of the behemoths, there's three behemoths over here. Can you go? There's a three-way machlokes. The Dalkei Moshe, the Bach, says it's kavua. See, kol kavua ki mechza mechza domi. It's also min atayr. The prisha says, also min darabono. The prichodosh says it's muta. It's muta. It's muta. Why? So the prichodosh says, why is it muta? So he says, because by kavua you need it to be nikah. Should be Nika Mekaymai. Here it's not Nika. I don't know which behemoth is treif. If I don't know which one is treif, the din of kavua needs Nika, Tosfos said in the previous Tosfos, and we'll see, we'll be able to appreciate the previous Tosfos a little better. Tosfos says kavua, it has to be Nika. It's not Nika. In the Mokim Kleis, it's not Nika. I have three behemoths. I haven't the faintest idea which one is treif, which one is kosher. You go basalayt. Fine. Finished. Prichodosh was matter. Zok the prichodosh, we have a problem with our Tosfos. L'chayre, our Tosfos says, Tosfos had a kasha, Tosfos asked a similar kasha. There was one treife that was sold to one of the stores, and you're not allowed to buy from any of the stores, and Tosfos says the kasha, let's go bosaroi, and Tosfos says it's kabua. But it's not nika. Which store has the treife meat? I don't know which store has the treife meat, and Tosfos says it's kabua. Frek the prichodosh on himself from our Tosfos. So he says, no problem. Our case, it's nika. What's that, it's nika? There was a sheichet who shechted the treife behime. He sold it to one of the stores. He knows which store he sold it to. Doesn't have to be nika to everyone. As long as one person knows where the iser is, that's called nika. You don't need flashing lights. It has to be nika. One person has to know where the iser is. Now he left out. It's irrelevant. One person knows where the iser is, so it's called nika. One of the shochtim that had a treifa sold it to one of the stores. He was allowed to sell it. But al kaponim, so he sold it to one of the stores. That's what the prichoder says. The Beis Meir says, you don't, he comes, there's a lot of problems with this, there's a lot of problems. Let's not go into the problems. So the Beis Meir says, the reason why it's called Kavua, not like the Pri Chodosh, do you know why it's called Kavua? Because the whole time by Einoi Nika is because it's bottle. That's the time. We learned Tosfos, we start off the previous Tosfos with the Beis Meir. The whole reason, if it's Einoi Nika, why don't you say Kavua? Not just a Din Einoi Nika, there's no Din Kavua. If it's Einoi Nika, you'll say Bittul. So bittul passed only if you have a tarubis of three chatiches, so it's bottle boroi. If you have three stores, and one store is a treife, and two stores have kosher meat, there's no tarubis over there. So the treife meat won't become bottle. So there's no din bittul, so there's a din kavua. The Beis Meir learned pshat and Tosfos, that the whole din of Einoi Nika is not as a special din. The din kavua, in order to say kol kavua, the kavua has to have a chshivas of nika. If it's Einoi Nika, it doesn't have a chshivas. That's how the Pshimin learned pshat in Tosfos. And that's how the Prichodosh learned pshat in Tosfos. So therefore the Prichodosh said that Tosfos, that here it's also nika. It's called nika. You don't need nika of flashing lights. One person knows. The Beis Meir said, no, the whole din of Nikir is, because if it's not Nikir, it's bottle, like the Ran says. So he says, here it is not the concept of bittul over here. You have three stores, one store is a treife, where's there a din bittul? Here, the whole concept of bittul doesn't apply. So it's taken emesse kavua. So this now, the two pshatim we learned in the previous Tosfos, is the machlokes, the Beis Meir and the Prichodosh. Prichodosh got stuck with our Tosfos. Why is it called Kavua? In his case, he said it's not called Kavua and it's Mutter. You have three behemoths and three stores. The Prichodosh says you're allowed to buy from any store. Because it's not Kavua, it's Einoi Nika. That's how the Prichodosh learned. So therefore the Prichodosh had to say a shtik teire that our Tosfos is called Nika because the one who sold it to the guy, the treife to the guy, he knows which store he sold it to. That's a Prichodosh lim shat in Tosfos. That's like Rab Shimon and Shara Yosha. The Beis Meir learned that. It's not a din that the kavua has to be Nika. The din is if it's not Nika and you have a taruvis, you'll say bittul. But if you can't say bittul, so Mamela, so it's called Kavua, that's a Kavua d'Oraisa. So Mamela here, you can't say Bittul over here. So Mamela, so that's why it's Kavua. That's how the Beis Meir says Pshat and Tosfos.
Avo kosher. Let's go further in Taisus. Avo kosher. The basar hanimtsa b'yad oivet kechavim shaloi b'makoylim. Also b'yoyim shehechizu. Now, let's go to Taisus says further. But the halacha is that a day that there was a treife, they found a behemoth that was a treife b'shashchit. They called out, today there's a treife. They said in the Nadal Lashon we have meat for the goyim, whatever it is. Today there's a treife. So the din is, you don't go to the stores, you don't buy any meat that day from the goyim. And if you see a goyim who has a piece of meat, you also won't buy it from him. Now here, Tosis has a problem. Why didn't you buy it from the goy? The stores, mamelis kavua. But this goy, a goy has a piece of meat, and the loch is you can't buy from a goy either. The day they found the treife. Tosis, the day they found the treife, why can't I buy from the goy? The goy got this meat from one of the stores, and the rive of the meat that the stores are selling is kosher meat. Why can't I buy from a goy? What is this different than the case of Agaba? Nimtza, a guy when there's 9 stores that sell kosher meat, 1 store that sells treife meat, I can go and the guy went to one of the stores, I can buy from the guy. He got me some from the kosher meat. I have a bureau of rice. So if they found a treife that day, and one of the stores has bought a treife, why can't I buy from the guy? I will kosher. The bosser and nimtza b'yadayvit kechavim shaloi b'makoylim. That basar that you find by a goy shloi b'makayim, also b'yoyim shechizum, boy loyim rinen holachach haroiv. You don't call basar, afagav d'shrinen hocha nimtze b'yadoivit kechobim. Here we said it's mutter nimtze b'yadoivit kechobim. The mistafra d'odom a rabbi le'er makayilim v'tafra yisrael basar and nimtze b'yadoivit kechobim mutter. That's only mutter if when there's a treifa they call out and they didn't call out, I know there's no treifas. Aber lechiza also. Aber kav diktoni nimtza demash mishaloi b'makoylem. I found it. If it was a chizu that there was a treifa, it's also, even though it's not in the stores, I have it by a goy. For oidos rinem b'mokim, she'im achizan liknes noive kechobin, b'makoylem, that b'mokim she'im achizan, so if they have a trade, so b'mokim she'im achizan, you can never buy from a goy b'makoylem, afa p'sheroiv tafri Yisrael, the chayshinon, Dilme Israme Letafri Yisrael Taifa. I'm afraid maybe there was a treife. That means Amokim Shemachizen. I do not know if today was a treife. Today was not a treife. But Amokim Shein Machizen, so the din is that you're not allowed to buy from any of the stores. So who says Bachlal there was a treife? Who says b'chad was a treife today? It's mokim shein machrizen. You don't have a birur if there is a treife, but who says there was a treife? Avo gav de lakam and shori kavdi v'kuyosa de shodei ulvi b'mal yomi de kippurim b'shim de teire shchiach tvei lechashin and dilme shal treife same kittapirish b'kuntres hosom lakam b'shim de roi b'im esein and treife. So Tosfos says Akash. The din is, the Gemara says, if you find, let's say, an oirev went and dropped some meat, that's dropped a kovei. So we say that since that day, Erev Yom Kippur, the rive of the meat that was eaten was kosher meat, I'm allowed to eat the meat. I don't declare the Masama that was treif meat. And here the din is b'mokim she'ein machrizen, that means a place where there's no gilui. If there was a treifa today, there wasn't a treifa today, you're not allowed to buy from a goy. Not allowed to buy from. So Taisi says, let's go basaroi. Who says b'chaldim was a treifa today? That's Taisi's kash. V'nire detekanta ba'almu sha'osu chachomim b'mokim she'ein machizim shloi liknes min oivrei keichovim lechatchile
אף על פי שרויב תפחי ישראל, חי במוקים שמחיזם וחיזו שלוי לקנויס משום עובד כחוב. Now, I just like to explain what Tosfos, the Magi in the Tosfos HaRosh says as follows. That Tosfos asked Amora de Kekasha. Let's talk about one case. He says two cases. Let's talk about one case at a time. Tosfos asked Akasha like this. Tosfos asked Akasha, the halacha is, if that day they found a treifa, they found, let's say, there were machas, today we found a treifa. We have in the city, there were 50 behemoths keshachna, and one was a treif. Fine. The din is, you're not allowed to buy from a store, you're not allowed to buy from a goy, because there's a treif. So Tosfos said, but it's roiv. Roiv of the meat in the city is kosher. Why can you buy a store? No, kavua. He said, but why can you buy from a goy that has a piece of meat he bought from one of the stores? Why can you buy from him? By him it's not kavu anymore, it's poch. So Tosfos says, it's a takanta de rabbi. Ikera din yalaut. 100% is mutter. It's a takanta de rabbon. The rabbon made a takoni you shouldn't buy. Now, why did the rabbon make a takoni you shouldn't buy? So the Tosfos, the Magi and the Tosfos HaRosh brings down a Ramban that says, Amir de Kabir. That means like this. B'mokim shemachizim. Let's make the scenario. We have here 50 schlachtheiser and they're shechting 50 behemoths, and one schlachtheis, they find a treif. Now, they find a treif. Now, we're going to declare a shayla, what should this person do with the treif? What should he do with the treif? He should throw it away, that's a big hefset. Don't throw it away. He can sell it to goyim. The goyim and the shet can sell it to a goy. But the minute I sell it to a goy, so I know in the system, the meat that's going to go out that day, there's going to be a treif. There's going to be a treif for that day. Now, even though Me'iker Adin, every yid that buys the meat, ignorance is bliss, he doesn't know of anything. He doesn't know of anything. So he can buy the meat, and he can assume this is kosher meat, because 49 behemoths were kosher, and he's going and he's, And 49 stores have kosher meat. So Memele, he has no problem. He can buy from us. But if Lemaisa, we're going to go according to the letter of the law, so you know what's going to happen. Aber Lemaisa, Venish B, by selling this meat to one of the butcher stores, the Treife, I am putting into the meat that's going to be sold today, this treifa meat, so everyone's going to be mutter, but there's a yid that's going to eat treifa. Chazal did not want that. Chazal did not want it. They wanted that you should be able to sell the treifa to a goy, but they did not want that one yid will come out with longness or he's allowed to eat it. But it's called a parish. They did not want. So Chazal said, you know what we're going to do? The day there's a treife, you don't buy from a goy. You don't buy from a goy. So Mamela, so Shalom al Yisrael. So what did we accomplish? We accomplished the sheikhet that has the treife. He doesn't have to lose his money. He doesn't have to lose his money. He can sell the treife to a goy. But no yid will be nichshel on this achilas treife. No yid will be nichshel on achilas treife. Because today the Yidden aren't buying from any of the Goyim. So that's what they accomplished. Or b'mokim she'ein machrizin, where there was no system that when there's a treifa, you're machriz. Because we're never machriz. You're treifa, nish treifa. So the Yidden know you can never buy from a Goy, because you have to know that a sheikhet can sell, the Chazal wanted that the sheikhet should be able to sell the treifa to a goy. Why should he lose? The sheikhet should be able to sell a treifa to a goy. So, but in this mokim, you have to know you can only buy meat from a yid, not from a goy. That's what they accomplished. That's what they accomplished. But me'ikar adin, you take it right. Me'ikar adin, you take it b'soimachan roi. They did not want this. Will come out in the flow of meat that's being sold in the city. The zicha treif that's going to be sold. So they avoided it.
Beget she'ovad boi keloyim, loyim keren loyvet kecham demosel esvuni li Yisrael. Avagavde min edin lahayul on lamechesh lozinem bosarubim. What is like this? The din is a person had a beget of tzemel. And then somehow a chut of pishton got somehow lost in the material. But I know there's a chut of pishton. He's looking, breaking his head. He can't find the chut of pishton. Fine. So, but he knows it's an osel de kebeg. So he can't wear it. So what he'll do? Sell it to a goy. A goy can wear shabbos. Well, has v'shalom. You can't sell it to a goy because this goy, since it's not nikkur the pishton, he might sell it to a yid. For Tosfos, and then if he'll sell it to a yid, the yid doesn't know that. The loyv begodim of tema don't have a chutzal pishton ever, but this yid is allowed to wear it. He'll have a heter of loyv. So Tosfos, but yeah, but he'll be wearing shabbos. He has a heter of life, etc., but he's wearing shatnez. Chazal did not want to make available to the Amoyin Am a beged of shatnez. There's a heter. That's the same type of a takona. So Mele Chazal said, the beged shoved by shatnez is Mele, it's osa, leim keren, leim kechom, the muscle is wuni Yisrael, ah, forgot, the din leilon lamechish, the zlinim bosa rubeh.